And a very good evening to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night. 3 hours of music and general entertainment through to 2 o'clock in the morning with me, RB. All the usual things in all the usual places. So I hope you had a good week. I had a good week as well. A little bit of snow on Sunday, which wasn't too bad. It came and it went, you know, that type of thing. So welcome to the program. Shall we start with something rather lively this week? I think we probably should. And I think that will come in the form of the great Patty Page. Welcome to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio.
Down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, let me dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. Thank you. Mama, mama, put the cat out tonight. Cat out tonight, cat out tonight. Worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
For some reason, that song always reminds me of Wurzel Gummidge, Dolly Clothes Peg. It was Lorraine Chase, I think, if memory serves me correctly. Anyway, that was Dance with the Dolly with the Hole in a Stocking, no less, from Russ Morgan and his orchestra, along with Al Jennings doing the vocalizations. So, welcome to the program, and got a good selection of music for you this week, plus, as I said, all the usual things in all the usual places. And thank you for your comments on the first longer Beagle at Night, which seemed to be pretty positive from what everybody said, and a few of you had a few comments about tweaking a few things and stuff like that, which we will definitely do. Give it a couple more weeks just to see how things go, taking all of your points of view on board, as we always do here. We are nothing if but adaptable here on Beagle at Night. From the film Southward Ho, here's Roy Rogers heading for Texas and home.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, we're riding home to stay, and don't mind if all our debts are worn. We'll be rounding up the strays, riding out to better days. We're heading for Texas and home. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, we'll be singing as we ride the trail. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, answering each weird coyote's wail. Ain't you heard the news? You lucky buckaroos, we're heading for Texas and home. Open up that old corral, saddle up your pinto pal. We're heading for Texas and home. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, camping round the fire neath the moon. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, resting as we hum a western tune. We've all got a date down in the Lone Star State. We'll make it or bust, as sure's you're born. Keep your 38 nearby, case the tomahawk should fly. We're heading for Texas and home. Better days, we're heading for Texas and home. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, we'll be singing as we ride the trails. Hi-li-yo-lo-oo-dee-o, answering each weird coyote's wail. Ain't you heard the news, you lucky buckaroos? We're heading for Texas and home. Open up that old corral, saddle up your pinto pal. We're heading for Texas and home.
That was Roy Rogers, and for some reason that song made me think of Die Hard. Don't know why.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
Time now for our first spot in the program, Jazz by Jove. And by Jove, it's jazz.
We'll be right back.
Well, the first song we heard was Margie, or Margie, depending on your point of view. And then we had Midnight in Moscow, which it almost certainly isn't, because it's, what, 11:16 here in the UK, so it's well past midnight in Moscow, but you know what I mean. That was Jazz by Jove. We'll have some more Jazz by Jove next week, but one more, perhaps?
Once there was a wicked witch in the lovely land of Oz, and a wickeder, wickeder, wickeder witch there never, never was. She filled the folks in Munchkin Land with terror and with dread, till one fine day from Kansas way a cyclone caught a house that brought the wicked, wicked witch her doom as she was flying on her broom. For the house fell on her head, and the coroner pronounced her dead. And through the town the joyous news was spread. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below your hole. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding dong, the merry o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. Ding dong, the merry o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know that wicked witch is dead.
Bella Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and Ding Dong, the witch is dead. And yeah, I say it like that because it is actually the title, Ding Dong, exclamation mark, the witch is dead. No exclamation mark after the dead, though, which is a bit weird. Everybody just seemed very happy about it, really, didn't they? Hurrah. Ding dong, the witch is dead. So, as I say, I hope you had a good week. My week, apart from the snow, all pretty quiet. And I hope that you had a good and a safe week as well. And that you're ready to just join me in, 3 hours of laid-back music and poetry a little bit later on from Jesse and lots of other stuff as well. And we'll be having this week back then in about 20 minutes' time as well. And we'll also be off to the piano parlour in about half an hour, somewhere around there. A little bit loosey-goosey on the programme, but it's all the better for that. Time now for Frank, Perry or Dean, and each week around about this time we play a song from either Frank, Perry or Dean, and all you have to do is guess exactly who it is. Last week it was Perry. I'm not going to tell you who it is this week, you have to guess, but I think it's not as difficult as the one that we had last week. That's me anyway.
Who's your little hoosie? Ah, who's your turtle dove? short little hoosiers, who do you love? Who's the little Wattses that you're dreaming of? Who's your little hoosiers, who do you love? Tell me who has you a flutter whenever they're passing by. Melt your heart like butter. Oh, me. Oh, my. Say, when you get the blueses, who you thinking of? Ah, who's your little hoosiers? Well, who do you love? Whenever they're passing by, will melt your heart like butter. Oh, me, oh, my, say, when you get the blueses, who you thinking of? Who's your little hoosiers? Who do you love?
Not difficult at all, really, was it? That was, of course, dear old Dean, Dean Martin. And who's your little who's this? We'll have another Frank, Perry or Dean song next week. And since we've done Perry and Dean, it may not take too much to guess what it's going to be next week, but I may fool you just yet. You never know.
Alone.
We really do have it all. Bidu Seyao with the voice of Firestone Orchestra there and The Last Rose of Summer from 1945.
Shake away, it's got the snappiest syncopation. Three times up on your heel, oh boy, how good it feels. You'll get the happiest new sensation. Write a little note on your toes, don't forget the dot, the I. Look at what you wrote, goodness knows, it's easy as pie. Come on and fake away, get hot and shake away. You'll do the breakaway by and by.
Orchestra with Sam Brown doing the vocalizations there, and Breakaway came from 1929. Time now on Beagley Night for the Beagley at Night, even for the first time around. And this is where we play an original version of a popular song that sort of got eclipsed by others. And it's a great song this week. It's the very first recording of the song, B. Wayne with Larry Clinton's orchestra, no less. And the song is called Heart and Soul.
In love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist, oh, but your lips were through. thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were minds so strangely willing, but now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Recorded on September the 1st, 1938, and released 3 weeks later on September the 21st. And in November, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra had a hit song with it, with a vocal chorus by Stanley Worth. And same year, Al Donahue and his orchestra also had a hit with Paula Kelly doing the singing. Of course, lots of other hit versions, including the Four Aces, featuring Al Alberts and the Cliftones, and Jan and Dean, and many, many more. Very, very popular song. Of course, it was written by Hoagie Carmichael. He wrote the music, and Frank Lesser wrote the lyrics. But that was the original Larry Clinton and his orchestra, with vocal refrain from B. Wayne, Heart and Soul. More First Time Around, same time next week. Coming up after this, This Week Back Then.
cerca, mirarme en tus ojos y estar junto a ti.
Piensa que tal vez mañana estaré muy lejos de aquí.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
And we think that is a re-recording, probably in around 1963, of their 1951 hit, Bésame Mucho, of course, from Trio Los Panchos. Now it is time, well, for a jingle, and then, this week, back then.
Heart of the Family, Angel Radio.
And we start this week back then with an end of an era, absolutely, because on this very day, in 1901, Edward VII was proclaimed King of the United Kingdom upon the death of his mother, Queen Victoria. And also on this very day in 1968, Apollo 5 lifted off, carrying the first lunar module into space. And in 73, the crew of Apollo 17 addressed a joint session of Congress after the completion of the final Apollo moon landing mission. And this week back then in 1853, Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore received its premiere performance in Rome. Good old Joe Green, you can't beat him, can you? In 1649, this week back then, the High Court of Justice for the trial of Charles I began its proceedings. And this week in 1911, to be precise, the first Monte Carlo rally took place. And rum doings this week in 1327, when 14-year-old Edward III ascended the throne of England after his father, the King, was forced to abdicate by Queen Isabella and her lover, Roger Mortimer.
The first Emmy Awards are presented on January 25th, 1949. The award ceremony, hosted at the Hollywood Athletic Club in Los Angeles, honored outstanding achievements in the television industry. The award for the most popular television program went to Pantomime Quiz, most outstanding television personality to Shirley Dinsdale, and best film made for TV to The Necklace, a Your Showtime series.
And I'm afraid this week back then in 1570, more rum doings. James Stewart, the first Earl of Moray, regent for the infant King James VI of Scotland, was assassinated by firearm, the first recorded instance of this ever happening.
Shimichi Yokoi was a sergeant in the Imperial Japanese Army during the Second World War and was among the last three Japanese holdouts to be found after the end of hostilities in 1946. He was discovered in the jungles of Guam on 24 January 1972, almost 28 years after U.S. forces had regained control of the island in 1944. Yokoi was born in Sayuri, Aichi Prefecture. He was an apprentice tailor when he was conscripted in 1941. Initially, Yokoi served with the 29th Infantry Division in Manchukuo. In 1943, he was transferred to the 38th Regiment in the Mariana Islands and arrived on Guam in February 1943. When American forces captured the island in the 1944 Battle of Guam, Yokoi went into hiding with 9 other Japanese soldiers. 7 of the original 10 eventually moved away and only 3 remained in the region. These men separated, but visited each other periodically until about 1964, when the other 2 died in a flood. For the last 8 years, Yokoi lived alone. He survived by hunting, primarily at night.
Now, he happened to be watching television on Saturday, the 23rd of January, 1965. ATV London had at 1:15 the news, followed by World of Sport with Eamon Andrews at 10:01 until 5:15. Featured boxing, rugby league, and professional wrestling. Sports results service was at 5:05, and then at 5:15 it was the Forest Rangers. Two crooks planned to rig the annual Indian River Rodeo, but were outwitted by the junior Virginia, Rangers, and apparently a mysterious horse. At 5:45, it was news, and then Lucky Star Special at 5:50. Bonanza followed at 6:35, and at 7:25, it was Danger Man. Firecrackers at 8:25, and the news was at 9:00. The Saint at 9:10, and the Sullivan Brothers with The Gallows in My Garden at 10:10. On the Braden Beat with Bernard Braden, that was on at 11:05, and then The Invisible Man was on at 11:30 until the news at 11:55, followed by the weather forecast and followed by Close Down. If you were watching Reader Fusion Television on Friday the 20th of January 1967, well, at 11:07 there would have been four schools with an intermission at 11:25 and 11:45, and then they closed down until 2:05 when they had for schools. There was an intermission at 2:05, and then conflict at 2:35, the cocktail party. It was a drama for sixth forms. Closed down at 3:00 until 4:45 when it was children's television, and it was The Adventures of Twizzle, and Futso on this day had a toothache. Children's television continued at 5 with Disney Wonderland, Adamant at 5:25, and then we had the news from ITN at 5:00 to 6:00. Crossroads at 6:08, and then Hogan's Heroes at 6:30 until it was time to take your pick with Michael Miles at 7:00. Peyton Place at 7:30 and The Adventures at 8:00. News from ITN at 5:00 to 9:00, and at 9:10 it was Mr. H. 22:10, The Felony Scott, and 10:05 it was The World Tomorrow. David Frost came along with the Frost program at 10:25 to 11:00. News headlines at 10:11, and then Uncle Charles at 11:12 until close down. And if you popped into your local record shop on, let's make it the 18th of January 1961 until the 24th of January, and said, "Oi, Philip, can you give me a nice romantic song from the top five, please?" They might have thrown this record at you at 3.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon forgets the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above, to try and paint a portrait of my love. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above, to try and paint a portrait of my
favorite songs that always gets me singing. That one, Portrait of My Love from Matt Monro, number three in the charts this week back in 1961. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me. I'll be going through until 2 o'clock in the morning with a little quick break of just a couple of minutes. I'm at about 3 minutes to 12, just to make some announcements and stuff like that, and I'll be straight back. It's as simple as that. But time to pop off to the piano parlour, and we start off with two from Mr. Bill McGuffey.
Thank you.
Bill McGuffey on the old Iras there, tinkling them away. American Bar, that was called. And before that, from Bill, Supper by Candlelight. And let's close the piano parlor this week with everybody's favorite, Mrs. Mills. Stuff. Mrs. Mills there with Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, and before that, Yes Sir, That's My Baby. And that's the first hour of Beagley at Night, but I'll be back in just a couple of minutes' time, and in the second part of the program, where we'll have Bing at about 10 past 12, we're off to Holger's house, thinking of the coffee there at 12:15, we'll have some poetry from Jesse up in California at about 25 past midnight, Beagley's Big Three at half past 12, 10 to 1 it is I Heard It in the Movies, a little bit of Porsche at 1 o'clock, o'clock to our stay, of course, about 10 past one, and around about 1:30 we'll have some comedy. So don't go anywhere, just go off, make a cup of tea, that would be fine, and I'll be back very, very soon.